Frank, welcome to Boss.
I'm so excited to be here, especially with you, because you're awesome.
It's amazing. For anyone who's tuning in, who tunes in all the time, you'll notice I have a different background. The lights in my office are not working, so we're going to just go with it. Boss is my amazing executive interview series on LinkedIn. I interview my fabulous network to help others learn, network, and pay it forward. And it's also a podcast. So if you're not watching on LinkedIn, you should be listening on Apple, on Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts. But let's get started. I want to talk to Frank. Who is Frank?
I love it. I need to know who I am too. So this is perfect. I'm Frank Oom. I grew up in a small hometown south of Seattle. So small, I didn't know what a private school or valet was. Coming to LA was a great shock, but awesome. Came down here specifically for the entertainment business. And for the past 20 years, I was at Creative Artists Agency, CAA, representing talent in front and behind the camera. I also co-founded the digital media department, doing all the first streaming deals there, representing all the influencers, and we created this amazing corporate advisory arm. As of 2 months ago, I left the amazing CAA to start my own venture, FMC, and stands for Franchise Media Collective. I felt there was this need and a white space. It's a highly exclusive professional network across eight different categories of business within media and entertainment. Think of it as a curated LinkedIn meets Soho Malibu membership is invited acceptance. And then backed by sort of Salesforce data infrastructure. The idea is we have the number one currency in the world, which is our relationships. But in media and entertainment, I realize that's the white space. So I'm creating a technology to gravitate and grab all that data. And so that's what FMC is.
Amazing. And how did we meet?
Well, I've been watching you for a minute, and you do these amazing interviews, and many of the people that I actually know as well. And I was like, you know what? And this is the beauty of LinkedIn. I just reach out to you, and we connected, and that fast relationship and kismet where we have like-minded thoughts. We were like, let's continue talking.
That media and entertainment space has always been near and dear to me. 12 years at Viacom, lots of startups, all the media and entertainment are my clients, right? It's been fun to just talk about both that world, but also communities and executive networks and how you're thinking about it, which is just super exciting.
Yeah, thank you. I'm loving it because it's people. And you're a member. That to me is exciting when I can pull together the smartest people, but also, as I say, NPOs, nice people only. That's just sort of my chapter two mission in life.
I think it's so smart. And I've connected one-on-one with at least three members already and talking podcast festival and more. And so it's exciting. I can't wait to see what the New York event is. But let's take it back. How did you get to where you are now? Where did that brain trust come from?
It all starts from curiosity. I started multiple different curiosities within CAA from the beginning days of representing writers and directors and comedians and then on-screen talent to helping launch Blumhouse Studios, the television side, to the first deals at Amazon and other digital distributors, and learned so much about what influencers are, about how they communicate to their audience and all about the next phase, which I was educating CA all about what these called fast channels are. But when you add all those different curiosities, I started really not only understanding obviously Hollywood, but Madison Avenue, Silicon Valley, and Wall Street. To me, that's what FMC is about, which is aggregating all these nice NPOs, nice people only, into one network that to me now is quite literally my boss network, right? And that's what is exciting for me because I get to actually learn from people like yourself and others within the network. And then if I can pair people together, that to me is the magic, which is all about community.
Yeah, I love that. Frank, can you share a pivotal moment in your career that brought you to where you are today?
It was actually last year I read this investment article and it said invest into long-term relationships. I just sat there and I just really thought about it and it really motivated me to start FMC, which actually started a little bit more on putting dinners, together, right? Because when you have this community of people together, you're not having a transactional dinner, you're really having an in-depth conversation type dinner. And people were like really loving it. And so FMC just kind of turned it onto a whole other level. So that's what really was a pivotal moment for myself.
Like that. What I'm thinking about right now, especially with Boss, with the executive advisory work, a lot around thought leadership, social selling, all about business growth. How do you think about thought leadership? What do you think that are the main pain points to getting started? And does this resonate with you?
Yeah, what I've realized is that companies do so well at powering their clients, but sometimes they forget to sort of tell their own story, their company story, and their own story directly to the consumer. And the consumer meaning either B2C or B2B. And there's just so much noise and so much choice now that I think it's so important to broadcast that, but in a very inauthentic way, of course. But you know, you think about it, I was just doing this little study that, you know, our attention span right now are between 6 and 9 seconds, which made sense why when Vine first started, which was the, you know, early TikTok, if you will, was in the 80s and 90s, the attention span were minutes, like minutes on minutes. So it's just fascinating.
What advice would you give your 20-year-old self or people just starting out new roles right now? Would you have gone direct to, you know, CAA?
I fell into CAA and I didn't even know the entertainment business from where I grew up. I would say to myself, can I say it now? And certainly, you know, to people I was just speaking to, UCLA intern class. And I just said, it's 90% follow-up, 10% showing up. It's all about follow-up, right? We need to follow up. And that extra email, that extra text, that extra DM is sometimes the key because you catch people at certain moments, you know?
Yeah. I love that answer.
I would tell myself even more so back then.
I've noticed that LinkedIn messaging to first degree contacts is also a great way to break through the noise because it's a lot more direct and it's not usually as flooded as email. Right. And then all of a sudden you have your face, there's a trigger, there's a reminder. What advice would you give your children?
I have a 9 and a 12-year-old that just turned 9 and 12, and I say, ask more questions, you know. And for me, I kind of also just remind myself constantly about that, train them to be curious.
What's one question you wish more people would ask you about your work, your career journey?
What are your pain points? I started doing that when I started FMC, and it was interesting because there was a lot of people that kind of got stumped for a second and were like, oh gosh, that's a great question, right? Because a lot of times there's goals, right? But it like, what are your pain points? You know what I mean? You just nail a couple of those, how much faster the business actually can move forward.
How would you answer it?
There's been a number of people wanting to invest into FMC as a compliment. That's great, especially at this 2-month early stage. And so my pain point is because I've never done this before. On one hand, you hear a founder like, don't take any money. And on the other hand, people are like, yes, it's a pain point for me to try to figure out and understand that. But I've been so busy focused on these cultural salons, which are like this TED Talk meets Golden Globe party every month on one topic because I want to create these long-term relationships.
Amazing. I was about to say, tell me about one of your passion projects, but I feel like you're living and dreaming and building it right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and it's such a good point. I will tell you one thing within FMC that I am really passionate about, though, is remember earlier I'd said that our number one currency is our relationships. And in the media and entertainment space, and I think a lot of businesses in general, our currency is our relationships. And so I realized that there's no data capture system at all for that or research system. So I'm creating sort of this launched a couple of weeks ago, and it's like a ChatGPT meets Google. It doesn't talk back to you right away yet, but the idea is it's private for FMC members where you can type in your wants, needs, questions, thoughts. And so I need a CFO. I want to learn about M&A. I want to learn about creator economy. And you can just enter this in. And I'm acting now as the AI. But eventually, once it starts to scale, it can sort of curate members for you that are perfect in terms of that matching based on your intake. And so eventually someone entering it in, a member, could get all these different suggestions because time is money, right? And if you can get really quick, highly efficient, curated answers that lead to high impact solutions, I think that's where power can lie into.
I think it's amazing. Frank, are you ready for the lightning round?
Let's do it.
What does the future of work, or just work, look like to you?
I think it's going to be fractional C-suite and high-level consultants coming into companies at a very high-impact solution.
One piece of advice for future bosses?
when your gut tells you you're meeting an NPO, nice people only, invest time into that person.
One thing you'll commit to do in the rest of this year is pay it forward.
Keep connecting NPOs.
What's your must read or must listen in the morning?
I usually boss.
What do you want to be known for over the next 6 to 12 months?
I want to be known for that people either met their new best friend through FMC, they learned something from the cultural salon, they got into business because of FMC, or got into, you know, different members and business throughout.
Who should I have on my interview list next for boss?
Someone from that.
What additional questions should I be asking people that I haven't asked yet?
I would say, like, what is one thing that motivates you? And for me,
yeah, go ahead.
I think it is, I love hearing about people overcoming very tough situations, both personally and in business, that lead to positive outcomes.
How can I help you pay it forward on something?
Introduce me to an MPO you really like, and then that way I can introduce them to a person I really like.
Frank, repeat after me. You're watching Boss with Ali Levitan.
You're watching Boss with Ali Levitan.
And finally, anything else that you want to say or share with me to close out this amazing LinkedIn Boss and Now Podcast interview?
Just thank you. I want to keep paying it forward as well.
I love it. Everyone should be liking, commenting, sharing, listening. Tell me your favorite part of this interview. I also have my own new personal goal. I want to get to 7,000 followers this year. I think I'm pretty close. So anybody who wants to share this, go do it. Tell your friend and talk to everyone next time. Bye. Thanks, Frank.